Hi, my name's Emma Clark. I've been at Cornerstone for about 9.5 years now. So I'm pretty nervous, but I'll just try my best. So I was born into a Christian family and have always had the influence of Christ in my life. And ever since I could understand what it meant to have faith in God and who He was, I've always had a huge heart for Him. I got saved at a young age, roughly around 5 or 6, and I was so excited to start my life with Him. Then when I was 9, I saw a kid a couple years older than me get baptized, here actually, and I realized I was so ready to take the next step in my faith. So I talked to my parents and our pastor and got baptized December 14th, 2014. During this time, we had just moved from homeschooling to public school, and we had been to public school before. We did it for kindergarten, grade 1, and half of grade 2, but this time kind of felt different because I was older. But I was really excited to still make new friends, and it was great at first. But then I started to get introduced to some pretty bad and upsetting stuff as I got older. And what was the worst thing in the world was not being able to play with your friends on the playground suddenly became, if you're not liked, you aren't important. And being the age that I was, and being the state of my faith that I was too, I didn't really know how to cope with this. So even if it did contradict my faith, I just wanted to be liked. I just wanted to feel like someone wanted me, that someone didn't care what I looked like, that I wasn't getting used to get to someone else. I just wanted to be important to somebody, forgetting I had a family that loves me and supports me in everything that I do, and a God who died for me and loves me unconditionally. That was a pretty rough 3.5 years before we started homeschooling again. I wanted to homeschool so bad so that I didn't have to pretend to be someone else, so people would like me, so I'd be something to them. My faith was shaking and I didn't know what to do. I just pretended like everything was okay, holding everything back. When we started homeschooling, I felt alone because I didn't have many friends anymore. I still had some really good friends. But I started to distance myself because I started hearing those lies that I was alone for a reason, that I'm not good enough for them, that they're too pretty for me to fit in because I thought that I wasn't. And I was ashamed because I was willing to be someone else. And so I pushed myself away from God too. I have never felt that alone in my life. I still don't know how to describe the feeling when I pushed myself away from God. It was the most empty I've ever felt in my life. I just felt like a shallow shell. I couldn't answer someone when they asked me why I was crying because I didn't know why. I was mean to people just trying to love me, all while I was trying to act like everything's okay. Then one night, my mom came and talked to me and said, "Emma, you're not okay. What's wrong and how can I help?" I couldn't answer without crying, so I just didn't. She asked me, "Did you pray about it?" And that's when I realized how much I missed the way God made me feel safe and how He loves me and protects me. And I was just so ashamed that I was willing to be someone else just so I could be liked. But He would never give up on me. I asked for forgiveness for everything that I did. And I haven't looked back since because I know God loves me and forgives me. God has truly changed my life and who I am. My faith has never been stronger. I still deal with some of the stuff I do. But it's just better with Him. I love him with all of my heart. And I pray you won't have to feel the way I did. And if you do, that you know God's always there for you and he's the only approval you need. And he can give you everlasting joy and love. I'd like to leave you with this poem and then pray with you. No one's alone. He's always right there. Don't be afraid. You can talk to him through prayer. For if you feel like giving up and there's no purpose for life, there's someone that cares for you. His name is Jesus Christ. Lord, on days when everything seems to go wrong, help me to remember that you are always nearby to offer comfort. It is easy to get overwhelmed and feel lost and alone in this world. But deep down, I know that is never the case. You are always at the ready to help. I just need to remember to take a moment to stop, breathe, and pray. Lord, you are the light I follow down this long, dark tunnel. You are the voice that whispers, urging me onward when this wall of sorrow seems insurmountable. You're the hand that reaches out and grabs mine when I feel as if I'm sinking in despair. You alone, Lord, are the waters that fill me when I'm dried of all hope and faith. I thank you, Lord, for although I may feel like giving up, you have not given up on me. Amen.